intellectual answer there, and obviously Patrick can talk for hours about why regime change is the right thing. I'm just saying, for the general public, the CIA, the globalists, the left, the media, they don't want regime change down there. I'm worried about CIA setups. I'm worried about a Bay of Pigs 2.0. I'm worried about a new Vietnam, potentially, even though it's a different constellation of people, and the general public wants liberation. I just don't know if Trump has the people. I trust the military, but not the rest of the bureaucrats, to not, you know, put something just as bad in. But that's what they wanted. Just get rid of Maduro. He's happy to leave, but leave his people there. So in closing, in the 4 minutes we have left, Patrick Byrne, smartest guy in Venezuela I know, if you were advising Trump on what he should do and what the pitfalls are, if you were president, let's do it this way, 4 minutes. If you were President Trump, what would you do?
Well, he has to. This offense to the United States cannot slide. They can't get out of it by giving some oil concession or something, gold concession to his family or to the company. That's crazy. When he does this, first of all, the people are overwhelmingly, so again, they've lived for 25 years under socialism. I lived under socialism for a year and a half. And when I think of it under communist China, my blood pressure goes up 60 points. You have no idea what it's like to live under people like this. The daily humiliation and grind is like nothing. You Americans, if you could even conceive of it, you would have been much more active the last 4 years to, you were, Alex, of course, but Americans in general. So he has to change the regime. It can be done with internals and with a minimum of external force. But the answer is the fixed thing is it has to be done. And then let's just use the minimum amount of force that we can to do it. And that's a bunch of missile strikes, bombs, and black helicopter guys. The population is overwhelmingly on our side. The U.S. has an obligation under law. We can't conduct war without having a plan to put in place to feed everybody and keep and medical care, keep everybody alive for the whole population. They do have such a plan. We're not going to let this country starve. There's a plan. It's not that far from us. It's a lot easier than these other wars we've been fighting my whole lifetime. It's right, a few hundred miles off Florida. It's off Puerto Rico. So we can take care of Venezuela. It does not have to be a long, bloody war. And what should happen afterwards? You know that I used to be, before I did all this other stuff, I was quite well known in the field of blockchain and crypto. There are now advancements. We could have...
We could turn it into the new El Salvador with a Bukele.
We could leapfrog so much. So much. You know,
with all that oil? Oh, my God.
All the wealth that's there, the wealth of the cartel, it can all be turned into central bank money. They can rebuild clinics, roads so quickly. All the wealth that's needed to rebuild.
Believe that's right. Me, we don't need a Marshall Plan like World War II where we put all – they already have it.
They're sitting on mountains of cash, of money, of gold from the cartel. They didn't turn out – they didn't wash it all. They got mountains of it there. That we can rebuild that country so quickly. We're not doing this because we're trying to seize oil. We can rebuild that country and we can.
Well, let's be clear. I love how Maduro knew he was checkmated. So he offered it all to Trump and he said, no, it goes to the people.
What should Trump, what Maduro should do is say, Trump, I'll give you all the testimony you need. I'll tell you everything about Biden. Biden, he's doing this, by the way. I've seen this leak. So I'll say it.
Now, remember, 6 months ago, he admitted Biden said, send your criminals here.
He said they met with us. The FBI came to Panama and met with us. I'll give you all the records. We met with them. They said, send your prisoners. So they did it. Okay. So anyway, this reminds me of in India, when I was a student, people used to calculate how much copper is it going to take to wire up a telephone in every place in India. Well, guess what? And it's going to take how many decades? Well, guess what? So cellular comes along. They leapfrog. And sometimes countries that leapfrog get ahead of even the most modern countries. Venezuela can be turned into a Singapore over 10 years with the most modern, I know the most leading figures in the world of blockchain and digital governance. We can do things so clean and eliminate corruption and share wealth. I think Milton Friedman, a plan he had for Iraq, should be put in place where all the money that comes into government for oil and mineral concessions, you take half of it and it goes right to the people every month into biometric ID accounts.
Yeah, just like in Alaska. Patrick Byrne on X. Thank you so much. Incredible.
Thank you, sir.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the IRC moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip, get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it, or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I appreciate callers holding the last 45 minutes. I had Patrick Byrne on. We're going right back to you in the order your calls are received. We're going to go to Noah first, Mississippi, in a moment. But first, let's just reread this I read in the first hour. There are laws that impact our nation. This is from President Trump on Truth Social. Read Title 18, Chapter 115, Section 2387. Quote, whoever with the intent... That's the key. It's the intent. We have all the documents. It was the intent to overthrow Trump in America, to interfere, impair, influence the loyalty, moral, and discipline of the military and naval forces, to be fined or imprisoned for 10 years. Now, do what must be done, Trump said. The intent and the Podesta plan and all their plans and the script with Soros is the overthrow of the country. They're done. Do not, I know listeners have heard this 50 times, but it takes us to get through the White House. Because it's not like you just tell Trump something once. There's a lot going on. You got to tell him over and over again. And his people. We have them. And they're trying it right now. And I want to tell the globalists, you'll never get away with it now. You may wreck the country. Surrender now. And listeners have heard me, some of you have been listening for 30 years. I don't say things to bluff or act like we're winning when we're not. I used to get, oh, you're fear porn 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Oh, God, this is all depressing. No, I think you're like me. I think if we're in deep trouble getting our ass kicked, I'm like, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, guys. It only gets worse if you lay down. We are in the initiative. We have the catbird seat, the crow's nest. We have the initiative. We are winning. It's ours to lose. But our enemies are highly motivated now because they're cornered. We're entering the most dangerous point of this right now. And now I'm getting all these apologies, which I don't care about. I'm glad you're awake. Not for the main listeners, but talk show hosts and the government and everybody else. God, Alex, you predicted they'd launch this revolution and say Trump was a tyrant and a fake commander-in-chief and a war criminal and the military's going to kill everybody with no evidence of that because they're getting ready to false flag. Holy hell. I mean, this is like not hard. When they make all these movies that follow the Podesta plan, they don't make $350 million movies for no reason, folks. It's the plan. And I am just beyond, I pulled all my hair out, as you can see. I am not going to sit here and know the plan and not, I've got so much interesting news here. It's all interesting. But is it the deep state coup that's been ongoing for 10 years trying to stop us and we keep beating them just barely? We have to end it. And I get the political class and the politicians and the lawyer pussies and all them, you know, don't matter. They literally couldn't stand up for themselves to save themselves. They just don't have it. But our future doesn't ride on Kash Patel and Pam Bondi and all these other weaklings. It rides on us. And in the info war, we're running the tables. That's why I spent 10 minutes in the second hour, not to brag, because you know when it got really bad, when Trump first got elected, I'd walk my dog, and people would drive by and say, F you, and throw things at me, and dump coffee on my head and everything else. And, you know, I'd shake 50 hands before I got an attack, but it was every day. I went to an airport. I went to church. I went to a grocery store. I went to a restaurant. I was going to get messed with. I'll go 3 months now without being attacked. That's a bellwether, you know, like a weather vane on a roof, which way the wind's blowing. I get chased through parking lots now by people wanting to take my picture. It's not about me. I'm saying I'm supposedly the devil. I'm the guy they threw everything at outside of Trump. Like Trump, 10 times, 20 times the attack. But second to that, me. Everybody knows that. They used to have sometimes thousands of articles a day attacking me. Remember all that? Because they went, if this catches on, we're done. And guess what, bitches? You failed. Not because of my strength, but because of God working through the people. I saw the Dark Waters host. I watch him all the time. Let me get him back on. Black preacher. And he was explaining, just the other day, I watched, I think yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, he's like, when you hold up Jesus so hard, like your arm's hurting, like it's all the way hypertension, all you get is victory. And you're humble. Because this ain't about us. I want to be 100% clear. I'm going to your calls. I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear. None of this has been Alex Jones. None of this has been you. You're like a plant pointed at the sun getting sunlight. And God sends the rain and the water and gave you the soil. This is all about God. And if God's with us, who can be against us? And so people ask how I handle all this stress, all these attacks. I'm actually exhausted because all I want to do is figure out where God wants me to be. And I'm an imperfect vessel. I'm a sinner. My best work is dirty rags. And all I pray to God is, will you just take me over, turn me into a robot, tell me what to do? The guy goes, no, I made you as a sentient new creation that has free will in my image. You ain't getting that. I'm going to just tell you what needs to be done, and you need to do it. The devil takes you over, turns you into a slave. My whole life is just like cowering, and I don't mean that in a mean way, but God's so awesome. I'm like, oh my God, I feel pathetic in that presence. And I look at these people that love the devil and are on these power trips. They have no idea what they're dealing with. Pride and all this stuff. My ass spiritually is on my belly, pissing myself in God's presence, saying, Coach, I don't carry the ball right. Can you just take me over? God's like, nope, I want you to do it, but I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm literally on my belly, pissing myself, not afraid. People ask why I'm not afraid of the globalists, because I got the almighty creator of the universe telling me what to do. And in that presence, I'm on my belly because it's scary. It's awesome to have a relationship with the creator of the universe. And for you people that don't understand this, I feel sorry for you. Because if you saw the hem of God's garment, if you just saw a spark of God, you would get on your knees so fast. And I don't know how it all works. And I'm sad for you that you don't know. But boy, I wish you did. Because the devil's a joke. And the fact that God created me with wiring so the devil can have an effect on me, I understand that so I can be tested. So I can know the difference. Because if you're just given Valhalla, given purity, given relationship with God, you're not going to appreciate it. But when you're put to the fire, it's going to make you love God so much more. And the Satanists always say, yeah, your God's a masochist. Your God did all this. No, God gave me free will. I'm going to stop ranting. But this is a battle between good versus evil, folks. And you better get that down in your DNA. You better get it. You better get it straight. The devil is as real as this desk I'm pounding on, as this microphone, as this jacket I'm wearing, and my eyeballs, and this watch. But the good news is God is just as real. But it's not like God's number one. I'm going to stop. God's not number one. God is not number one. God is not number one. Well, are you saying, what is that, blasphemy? No. You didn't get it? God isn't number one. God is everything. everything. I don't believe in miracles. I rely on them. And the best part of me at 51 years old, because of these wars, is I never doubted God. My instinct, my spirit was to fight evil. But I watched God come through every time. Even when I think I get a loss, it just opens up all these doors. It's 10 times better. I just have to get sad for my friends and family and people that doubt and the pain they go through. And that's really the only pain I got. Is it people around me, and not this crew, they're the best ever, but people around me, they don't get it, and they're in pain because they're being attacked. What do you think this is about, being given free will and consciousness to be able to see the universe and stare into God's eyes? You think that's easy? And the Satanists say, see, your God made you do all this. It's painful. We don't make you do anything. You just do whatever you want. No, I'm so thankful to God for consciousness and the ability to stare into infinity. I mean, that is just it. Thank you, Lord Almighty. We raise you up beyond the highest point. Your son, Jesus Christ, your sacrifice, coming down here and showing us you could do it and taking all our sins. You're not number one. You are everything. You're not just the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are everything. Including allowing the tempter. Just like having children. They're going to go out in life. They're going to get bullied. They're going to have problems. They're going to be in pain. But you still had children. You love them. So don't blame God for creating us if you ever had children, because it's the same thing. It's what we do. It's who we are. And we are God's children. He says, look at the sparrow in the field and how much I love it. Think how much more I love you. God weeps for every one of us that's lost to Satan. God isn't a coward, omnipresent, all-powerful, that just sits back and runs everything like a robot. God creates the dynamism of free will, like a cornucopia, spewing out souls for freedom, for the missions we've got at the next level. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop preaching. I apologize to the listeners. God, I'm out of control. You guys have been holding the whole time with that guest on. I apologize. I'm going to just shut up. Each caller gets 2 minutes. We'll get to all of you. I'm just shut up. Make your statement. NOAA and Mississippi Security Force, Air Force. I apologize. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, man. No, that was a great. Don't ever apologize when you go off on a rant like that, because that was an amazing message. And you're absolutely right. We are in a spiritual battle, and every single one of us has got to realize that the sword is right there sitting next to us. It's called the truth. All we got to do is pick it up and start swinging. Because everybody that listens to your broadcast, Alex, we all know what's going on. And not everybody, you know, it can be a little bit intimidating to get into this kind of battle, but it's worth it. I promise every single one of you, it is worth it.
Alex, how exciting is it? People, I remember, I was a Christian most of my life, but getting engaged in fighting evil is empowering.
Yeah, it's what you're built for. You'll never understand the battle joy of really getting into it until you're there. But to get into the real meat of what I wanted to call about, you're absolutely spot on. There are no illegal orders that are being put out by Pete Hegseth. When you order a strike, the strike is to kill. That's literally the reason why we say copy and not repeat on the radio. Because if you're calling something in over the radio and you say repeat, that means fire again. Like, it's when you order a strike, everybody knows what that's for. You're not trying to hurt them. You're not trying to scare them. You're not trying to stop them. You are trying to kill them. That's the point.
That's what the military does. It kills people and breaks things.
Literally. That's the only thing it does. So, no, he's not disobeying any orders, and it's not out of line for him to say fire again and finish the job. That's literally their job. But also on that same side, I do, just like you, I get a little bit worried because CIA is its own priesthood, man. They're over there running their own ops outside of the military. They've got CIA SAD, Special Activities Division, which if y'all don't know about that, that's basically SEAL Team 6, but it's personal to the CIA. They do what the CIA tells them to do. They act that nobody knows about.
And they're able to call on SEAL Team 6, Orange Group. They have their own groups.
Yep. They can call in Delta Force. I mean, they CIA sat as its own thing, and that was, they were the second choice to go assassinate Osama bin Laden, just if that puts it all in perspective. I do not trust them. I do not trust Radcliffe. What I would say is I think that Donald Trump, he's got someone who's extremely loyal to him, under him right now, in Pete Hegseth.
But I'm going to interrupt you while I'm saying it, and when you go, keep going. I agree. Hegseth's great. That's why they hate him. Look how they set up Carter with the Delta Force raid in Iran in 79. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. If Trump's going to go in, I think it's main Army, main Marine assault. It's not that I don't trust special ops. They're going to set him up.
No, he needs to
full Air Force assault.
He needs to lean on the military. Well, no, and it's not just that. He's got massive, old, powerful intelligence branches inside the military that are directly under the command of Pete Hegseth. You have OSI, Office of Security Investigations in the Air Force. You have ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence. I mean, dude, he's got massive security.
By the way, all that pre-existed the CIA. That's the real American intelligence operation.
That's the real intelligence is... Well, the real intelligence, if you want to be honest, it's Office of Naval Intelligence. It all...
It's the oldest, yep.
It's the oldest one. It's the most powerful one. It's the most deeply entrenched one. Lean on that. And I know that Trump's not... I mean, yeah, he went through military academy and stuff like that.
No, he admits that he doesn't know all this. For listeners, don't try to put Trump down. He doesn't know all this. I've studied for 30 years, and I barely understand it.
Well, I even don't understand it, man. And I spent the last 6 months of my career in the Air Force working with OSI, and I was super compartmentalized. I don't know all the stuff they do. But I know that they have... more than enough intel capability to help Trump do what he's trying to do.
No, I agree. My message has been for months, if you hit Venezuela, don't use the CIA. Notice they set up that group that was trying the coup. It's all a setup. Thanks for the call. Unbelievable. Great caller. Greg in New York, retired deputy sheriff. Thanks for holding so long. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I hope they're not slow walking more cases with regards to this Mark Kelly stuff. I mean, he goes on television for the whole world to see, you know, telling troops to disobey orders. I mean...
calling for mutiny. No, calling for mutiny.
Exactly. He's not saying, you disobey an illegal order. That's like, why would you do something like that? There is no illegal orders right now. And the only thing I can think of, and I want you to think of this, what if they're waiting for a hot war to start when we hit Venezuela? In that language... comes in and says, that's illegal, President Trump. Someone steps in, and then they're going to use that as the focal point for sea troops. The Judge Bozoberg just ruled this military action illegal. So
that's right, Bozoberg that magically has given all the national cases. Oh, they're going to do that for sure. I don't think that's speculation.
Open for this. Keep your eyes open for this, because I'm wondering if this is the point that they're getting at the sedacious, sinister six or whatever you want to call them. I got a lot of choice words for those people. But I'm telling you something. This might be the trigger point that they're going to try to use.
Oh, I don't think you're wrong. And they're going to activate all those Venezuelan terror cells. I 100% agree with you. So what does Trump do?
I think you got to move fast. I think that the DOJ should have moved fast on at least Mark Kelly. I think that you can bring him in right now. And look, I've seen people arrested, charged, and convicted with a lot less than what some of these high-profile cases are getting. I mean, literally, I mean, some of these, this evidence, prima facie evidence, is good on its face. Look at the Letitia James stuff. She said... You got crip people.
That's the problem, is they're just full of traitors. I hear you. Great call. Thank you. Chris in Michigan, you're on the air. Then Sean, Susan, Marco, Al, and others. Go ahead, Sean in California.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. As long as you got me here, Alex, I was going to say, you know, with this being an information war, it is a narrative war. And the battle space looks like it's going to be shaping up to be California, like you've talked about with these movies or the Podesta plan. Out here, that redistricting stunt that Newsom did is, for lack of a better term, it's convincing the Democrats that they actually have the high ground on this. So we got to get this Venezuelan Dominion machine issue solved to expose what happened with that. So they realize that they've been lied to the whole time. Otherwise, you're looking at a high, massive body count out here in California.
I mean, I agree. And Newsom burned down the Palisades, all set up. We predicted it. He has got to be indicted. We have to, the arrogance of that guy, the Pelosi operative and the family, I mean, it's absolutely needs to be done. He's the one saying the Western Alliance out of the Podesta plan is going on offense. I mean, the guy is an absolute piece of work.
Yeah, that hasn't woken up. You can show him the Burn Back Better meme with Newsom and all that, and they still argue through their teeth that he's good, Orange Man bad. So we have to get control of the
narrative.
Remember,
he kept his winery restaurants open while Pelosi was getting her hair done when everybody else could leave their house. The guy is a absolute criminal.
Yes, sir. So we got to start looking at separating these people from their office and going after them civilly outside of their office. Don't just go after someone who is a governor because you're going to get money from the state for that. Go after Gavin Newsom, the man by name. That is one of the ways you can deal with these people is individually hold them accountable. So wrongful death suits for Newsom should be piling up with what happened with Pacific Palisades. But are the American people, again, going to take that initiative? You know, if the military is doing it all, that's a coup in its own. So the American people have to prove that they can do it themselves. So we got to get this ball rolling out here because this midterm, it's going to be here in a blink of an eye, Alex. So I'll be listening as always. Thanks for letting me get in my two cents.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, Trump deployed the RNC and tens of thousands of lawyers and billions of dollars to mitigate the fraud a year ago in the election, a little over a year ago, 13 months ago. But notice, I mean, it would take hours to go through it all, but all the key states, massive fraud, they stole it again. Virginia, you name it. New Jersey, they're going to do it again. So everybody keeps thinking, we just get Trump in, we win. No, we don't. This is a long, hard war. But we do have the initiative. The enemy is losing. That's why they're so desperate. We'll go to break. Come back with Marco, Susan, Douglas, Owl, and Chris. And then I asked you to do a 10-minute compilation. I asked for five, but there's so much evidence it's 10 minutes, which is fine. We have hours of this. Of the left saying ICE is illegal, the Border Patrol are criminals, murderers, all this, get them. And they're now trying to deny they ever started it when it happened. This is proof of treason. I got to say it. ICE, the Border Patrol, and the National Guard have been beyond professional. Their restraint, being shot, killed, attacked, rammed, hit in the head with concrete, bottles, everything, every day. Their building surrounded, attacked, barricaded in, and the media attacking them, totally outnumbered. I mean, heroes. Tip of the spear. I just absolutely deserve our prayer and support. It's unbelievable. It is truly David versus Goliath. And they call them the scum of the earth. And say, oh, National Guard shouldn't be patrolling. You won't get killed. That's terrorism. I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product that has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal, and every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because, you know, a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a lost leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime in the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Auctions Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at theauctionstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars as we fight to stay on the air, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. Again, I don't own theauctionstore.com. I don't own the Auctions Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates, you share them everywhere. You take the clips, you take the articles, you take the video links, and that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high quality food at reasonable prices, so you want to come back, there's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the Ultra Methylene Blue or the CMOS or the other products and see how great it is. And that's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free, and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWar has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here, but you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
These boots are made for walking.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Keep on walking! I just got myself a brand new box of matches.
Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Start walking.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box the matches, yeah.
Well, let's go back to your phone calls. We've got a special report, which is a small sampling, which is still massive, of them openly demonizing federal law enforcement. Going, they don't have warrants because they're court orders. Even stronger. It's not an order to search something, it's an order to do something. And they're trying to cause a civil war, so good luck there. Let's go back to your calls. Marco in New York, Marine, is pissed off about Pam Bondi and current DOJ. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to you since 1998. I owe you an apology because I was one of those people who thought you were loony as hell. So I apologize to you on the air. I'd like to say a couple of things. I'd like you to look past my status for a second, and I want you to look at me as an angry taxpayer. I am highly pissed off. There are people sitting in the Senate, both past and present, in the House, saying people like I'm not going to name names. Let's just look at the facts. We know for a fact that these people have stolen our taxes, pocketed it through NGOs and all kinds of money laundering and all kinds of nonsense. Nobody has gone to prison. We are 11 months into this nonsense. And all I keep hearing is, yeah, we need to get the DOJ to do this and that. And who's doing it? Why hasn't it been done? What is Trump waiting for? Is Trump waiting for another 9/11? Is he waiting for another Charlie Kirk? Is he waiting for another opportunity to be shot again before he wakes up? So here's what I'm going to ask you, because I honestly don't know where to direct my anger, because sometimes I feel like you say, oh, yeah, he listens to our show. He's listening to us. Is he? So, Trump, I'd like to give this message to you, and I'd like to ask you, when are you going to get rid of worthless Pam Bondi? When are you going to get rid of that Democrat, known Democrat, Todd Blanche? When are you going to get rid of the filth that is in the DOJ? Biden and Obama holdovers that have done nothing. We have done nothing. What are we waiting for?
Let me respond to that. Let me respond to that. We know Trump admitted in his first administration he didn't understand what's happening. He was conned. They tried to destroy him. He now has no excuses. We now know that whoever you want to say it is, Cash Patel, Bondi, all of them, they're slow rolling. They're sabotaging. So I agree. I've been calling for it. He needs to get rid of those people. And I've been told, well, he thinks it's embarrassing to do that. He's got the Missouri AG ready to take over at the FBI, things like that. So I totally agree with you. That's why you see Trump demanding arrests, you know, pushing for it. He's doing such a good job on so many other subjects. It's always important to look at all those, getting out of the carbon tax deal, the Paris Accord, securing the border, trying to stop these wars, all of it. But yeah, we have to sit there and look at the fact that he can't get prosecutions, and that's because the government is full of scum. And they will lie and say they're doing something. They'll do an indictment and sabotage it on purpose. And so it's a big problem. It's systemic. And it goes to the fact that changing things is an inside job. It's cellular. It starts with the individual. So we can't expect Trump to fix it all. But he does have the power to talk to the right people and put the right people in. I appreciate your call. It's a good point. And that's why people are so pissed off. Owl in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome. Navy on Podesta. Coup plan. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, first off, I just want to say anybody that's on the fence really needs to try out Ultimate Life Force. That stuff has, in the 2 weeks since I've gotten it, has been life-changing. And it's probably, in my opinion, the best product that you're selling at the moment. I have a quick question.
Spend a minute and tell people, because people say Nitric Boost, which is great, but it's a different formula. Great for your heart, great for your body. Men feel it in the morning. I'll just leave it at that. That's at InfoWarsStore.com, still available, InfoWarsStore.com. But Ultimate Life Force is the two top cardiovascular cleanse, detox, anti-spike protein formulas put together in a horse pill and does everything and more. Because you called in saying, hey, why aren't you pushing Nitric Boost, which I am. What about this? It's apples and oranges. What happened when you took Ultimate Life Force at thealexandersquare.com?
Well, you already led on to what you notice in the morning as soon as you get up. And now I'm 42 years old, so that's all I need to say. Now, from a cardiovascular standpoint, my blood just feels lighter in me. I don't know how to make sense out of that, but do you understand what I'm describing?
It's a nitric oxide, yeah, a bunch of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, for 100%. I'm still taking your nitric boost because I realize...
No, it's a different product. It's not like one's bad. Like, one's a shotgun, one's a 308. It's just two different things.
Yeah, so anybody on the fence really needs to... trust me, just give it a try. And, you know, that's my that's my go-to product every month from now on. Last week, I called in. I kind of got cut off a little bit because I guess I was... You saw me going off, veering off topic. But I was going to get to my point in the fact that this is a color revolution, what he has going on around him.
By the way, the Democrats admit that's what they're doing.
You notice this is almost a they don't have a pandemic this time, but this is a continuation of basically what we went through during COVID. Now, I believe it was Operation Lockstep. Now, when you had Mark Mitchell on the other day, he was bringing up how... 40 to 50% of people that are between 20 and 30 conservatives are okay with an AI dictatorship. It was some astronomical number like that, majority Christian, right? So that's really where I believe it was Operation Lockstep that said the public is going to lose faith in their elected officials. Am I quoting the correct?
Yeah, it's Operation Lockstep. They did it on purpose. They even knew this would do that.
Exactly. And so the thing is, you also had Klaus Schwab shot his mouth off about 4 or 5 years ago saying that we'll be able to predict who you're going to vote for. We won't even need elections anymore. So I think what they're putting us into is a situation where, and it literally could be anything. It literally could be anything.
Yeah, they're destabilizing things themselves. I got to jump into these final callers. Susan in Colorado. Great call. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to just talk to you for a second about my experience in the military. I was a master sergeant. I separated last year. And I find the concept of the Democrats bringing up illegal orders being given by our current Secretary of Defense or our president pretty laughable.
Yeah, we had illegal orders to take poison shots that violated the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, I served for 13 years, and I have to say I never saw more illegal orders or questionable use of our military programs than I did under Joe Biden ever before, including what I think is most important for the world to know about is in 2021, we sent troops to NATO to work with NATO before the start of the Ukraine war. I went there, and I was told by my commander that it was done to show force to Russia. And I didn't know the history behind, you know, what allowed the Berlin Wall to be taken down at the time. I didn't know what we were doing. We forged the documents to get there, and they did it anyway. It was during the COVID lockdown. Many people's shot had expired. I know the person who forged the documents to get us there, and we did it anyway.
Wow.
And months later, the Ukraine war started. Russia full-fledged invaded Ukraine. And I feel like I was involved in that, and I didn't even know the truth.
Well, that's right. Russia saw NATO. It's on record, actually. You think it's classified? It's not. Russia saw all those foreign troops pouring in and made their move.
And, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg, really. I can give you other examples, including why I actually quit my job. Because I had been reporting for over a year that like you said, the globalist commanders are a big problem. They had been, you know, essentially creating indentured servitude in our National Guard by requiring people to work hundreds of hours outside of their contract in order to just meet the standard. These are people who often have multiple jobs outside of the Guard anyway, and you're not contractually obligated to work outside of your contract to meet the standard. That's extra. And I was actually denied the ability to reenlist for having pointed this out, even though I was told by my inspector general I was correct. And that's not really the issue. The issue is our military is in real trouble. Every time we elect a liberal president, these people through the state partnership program, these liberal governors have relationships that have been ongoing for decades, sometimes with foreign
nations. That's right. And they... When Clinton got elected in 93, there was news articles, Washington Post, others, Ron Silver, this probably producer saw F-16s fly over the inauguration. He said, how dare the military threaten us? That's how much they hate America. And Hillary turned to him and said, no, they're under our control now. That's how disengaged and weird they are. They don't even know any of this stuff. They're just America-hating scum. Thanks for the call. Look, I would go to Chris in Michigan, get his name and number. We'll call him back tomorrow. We'll take calls again tomorrow. I got to go to the special report. And then the war room's coming up, Harrison Smith, Trump's announcement at the White House coming up about an hour and 15 minutes on the situation with Venezuela. Be sure to watch the war room today. Find the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and the Alex Jones Network on Rumble. All right. So I asked my editors this morning, my researchers, to go out and just find some clips. I said, make it 5 minutes long. Of course, it's 10 minutes long because it's going to be hours of the Democrats saying the National Guard are criminals, they're murderers, they're Hitler, the Border Patrol, ICE, go out and confront them, buy guns, attack them. And they're following constitutional orders. All the courts have ruled that. Arresting not just people that are here illegally, but most of them hardened criminals, rape, murder, arson, extortion, bank robbery, carjackings. And so when they do all this, don't follow the orders, and they say, oh, Trump's getting ready to kill a bunch of people using the National Guard, they're gearing up a false flag. So this is a really, really important report coming up right now. Because at the end of it, they're just like, oh, don't follow illegal orders. Well, what are the illegal orders? Well, we can't say. But they've already said it's illegal. This is all part of a Soros, CIA compendium of propaganda and lies. And if we get ahead of it and expose it, which is happening now, thanks to all of you sharing these articles and reports and videos, they're dead in their tracks. So I'm going to play this report right now, share this for everybody you know, because this is like sunlight to a vampire, silver bullets to a werewolf. This is so important. Be sure to share it. And in closing, before I play the report, tonight, midnight, it's over. The biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, 60% off on all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, all the ball caps, all the t-shirts, everything. The apparel is breaking even at 60% off on average, but I want you to get it. Do your Christmas shopping now. We need the funds. We don't even really make funds with this, but I want you to see how great the ultramethylene blue is. I want you to see how great the Irish sea moss is, the bovine colostrum, all the other products, the ultimate life force, the caller was talking about. At thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP, $30 a month, cancel any time, get $40 to spend the store, special offers. Take action now. InfoWars belongs to you. You fund it. I'm as strong as you are. Please stand with us. Thealexjonesstore.com. Here's the report.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared.
When you compare the old films of the Gestapo grabbing people off the streets of Poland, and you compare them to those nondescript thugs who grabbed that student, that graduate student, it does look like a Gestapo operation.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
Because if we just roll this clock on the wall back 75 years, we'd be looking at a time in Nazi Germany where people ran around with signs like this new ICE sign that says, report all foreign invaders to ICE, with Uncle Sam there holding up the sign. This could have been a Gestapo member 75 years ago, report all Jews.
When I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
The dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany are the dangers that we need to react to now.
And every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this.
They need to be more willing to go out there and get shot when fighting. That was a direct quote, get shot when fighting back against some of Trump's policies. One House Democrat saying, quote, and I'll read it to you, our own base is telling us that what we're doing is not good enough. There needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public.
We have to occupy all of it. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
Referring to the video, President Trump writing, seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up.
You lay a finger
on someone, on Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, or any of the representatives that were there, you lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem.
An authoritarian government in Washington, D.C. is dispatching masked agents to abduct immigrants from our streets.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is America. This is not the Soviet Union. We're not behind the Iron Curtain. This is not the 1930s. And every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will of course be identified.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
I called ICE the modern day Gestapo a few months ago, and some people thought that was going too far, thought that was too extreme, got angry at me for saying that. Well, come on, like that's literally what's going on.
ICE is a terrorist organization. It needs to be defunded and needs to be abolished.
We're seeing aggressive Gestapo type tactics in people being approached on the street, in their home, at the clinic, at church, at all kinds of locations. That's why this morning on the House of the Floor, I warned the American people that this is looking like the American Gestapo in the making.
I didn't know that he was going to schedule a rally at Madison Square Garden to mimic the Nazi rally of 10 February 1939. They're telling you we're going to institute a fascist regime. Now, I'm so sick of these people. The entire Constitution is in jeopardy. The Supreme Court and Clarence Thomas have totally green-lighted the idea that you could round up, use the military to round up your political enemies.
They're acting more like vigilantes than of agents of our government.
And these ICE agents running around our communities like masked bank robbers, terrorizing women.
That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. Happening in the United States of America today. These are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government.
Maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration for the things that they did because the statute of limitations won't have run.
Our police officers will not be cooperating with federal law enforcement around federal immigration law. As for cooperation with ICE, the answer is no.
All over the country, we will continue to stand up for our rights, and we will continue to call out the terrorist organization that is ICE.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border. Go out and get a gun.
Take a look at this video right here. It appears a protester fired some kind of gun at federal agents. This happened this afternoon. It was a really chaotic scene at the time. A lot of smoke was being launched at the protesters. And again, it appears a protester fired back with that weapon.
Two brothers have been arrested, charged with threatening to shoot police and ICE agents. And one of them is an assistant principal at Kempsville High School.
Court documents reveal that the brothers were overheard talking at a restaurant where Mark Bennett mentioned how he had an assault rifle with the ability to utilize explosive rounds that could penetrate protective vests.
Chicago police get caught in the unrest in the Little Village neighborhood after DHS says a man drove up in a Jeep and fired shots at Border Patrol agents.
A suspect is now in custody in connection with Saturday's shooting targeting Border Patrol agents in this mess in Chicago.
And 10 people are facing federal charges of attempted murder this morning. This comes after prosecutors say an Alvarado police officer and correctional officers were attacked Friday night at an ICE detention facility.
Officials say this was a planned attack on ICE agents intended to kill ICE agents. They say this was no peaceful protest. There were shots fired.
You know what? When people start fighting back, then what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna shoot every American? When we start fighting back, What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna shoot Americans then? Because that's what we're gonna start doing. We're gonna start fighting back. That's what we're gonna start doing, fighting back. It's doing Trump's work. Every single one of y'all put a bullet in your head. Yeah, I said it. What? 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 I said it. What? I'm a United States citizen. I said it. All y'all put a bullet in your head.
Federal prosecutors have announced charges against a dozen people they say assaulted law enforcement officers during anti-ICE protests in June.
This shooter, we're not sure exactly where he was located, but was able to shoot into that Sally Port and struck at least three people. That shooter now is down from this self-inflicted wound, so we may not know exactly what his plan was, what they were intending to do, other than to shoot people this morning at an ICE facility.
Shoot at ICE agents on site. That's right. If ICE agents are trying to take you or a loved one, shoot them on site.
You can just kill ICE agents. You know that? You can just kill them. They don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up in Los Angeles. You can kill them.
According to the D.C. Metro Police, at around 2:15 local time, a suspect came around the corner of 17th Street and I Street, just about two blocks from the White House. And witnesses told the Washington Post that they heard two or three gunshots, followed by a pause, and then more shots. The D.C. police say the attack appears to have been carried out by a lone gunman who ambushed two members of the West Virginia National Guard.
This 29-year-old Afghan entered the country in 2021 through a Biden administration program called Operation Allies Welcome.
National, go f***ing wake up. So now, y'all know your job title is no longer oppressing people. You can get belt to your ass too. It could be you too. So I hope it's harder for you to sleep at night, and I hope you stand on your motherfucking swivel as you refuse to quit serving this motherfucking dictator whose illegal orders to keep you all in D.C. are unconstitutional anyway.
You know, there's so much controversy happening in the United States right now with ICE, who are also wearing uniforms and wearing masks. And so there's, you don't know, people walking around with uniforms in an American city, there are some Americans that might object to that.
Right now, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, store-wide, 60% off on all the supplements, all the t-shirts, all the Patriot apparel at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've never done something like this. I mean, most of the t-shirts break even at that price because when they're an XXL or so, it's nice fabric, nice printing, and they're costing us like $15 a piece. So if you get a small, we make some money. I mean, that is such a deal. The ball caps, that is such a great deal. The widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. But when it comes to the supplements, the ultramethylene blue liquid, the capsules, the ultimate CMOS, the most powerful turmeric, the very best bovine colostrum, it's all there. 60% off. And look at these new hats that came in. Amazing. You've got Patriot. It's got the great, thick, nice, popular style, leather style decals. On the apparel, usually, it's about 60% we make when it's not on sale. Well, when it's 60% off, do the math, because we talked about it. But we want to just flood the zone, do your Christmas shopping early, TheAlexJonesStore.com. But I'm telling you, you want to get immediate health effects and just vitality and energy. You want to see how great the products are. Get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, and get the Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You've got less than 3 days.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Thank you.